Let's see. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's good. So, welcome to Sanskrita Bhasha Vargaha. Today is actually the 7th day for Group 4, but also the first day for Group 6. So, first, we will begin with the Prathana. So you can say it all with me. Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu
Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Dvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So basically this Prarthana is for good wishes before our start our Sanskritam lessons. So we will say this Prarthana every week. And then we'll begin with the Subhashitam, which means, Subhashitam means a proverb. It's usually one or two lines. Can anyone from Group 4 read the Subhashitam and then explain it?
Okay, I'll go. I'm Anshu. Kaveri, I can start.
Sure, Maurya.
Prarabhyate na khalu vigna vayen nichahi Prarabhye vigna vihitaha viramanti madhya Vignahi punaha punarapi pratihanya manaha Prarabdha uttam janaha na paritejanti.
Good. And the meaning?
Yes. Then the last line. Prarabhyate na khalu vignibhya
Parichyajanti.
Kateji Bhagini, what is the meaning of this proverb? What is the meaning of the Subhashitam?
Prarabhyate na khalu vigrabhayena nichaiha.
What's the overall meaning of the Subhashitam?
The last line is that Prarab, what has been, I'll say in Hindi,
Prarab did not leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Uttam jan Prarab kiye hue karya ko nahi chhode.
Nahi chhode. Jo kaam hum shuruat karte hain.
So whatever we begin, whatever
we should not leave that in the middle.
Yes. Yes. Correct. So prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichaihi. So in the beginning, when we learn something new, there will be
the meaning. We should not. Should I tell the meaning?
Pratima?
Yes. Can I tell the meaning?
Yes, yes, please do.
Yeah. The lowly people indeed do not start their work for scared of obstacles. And madhyaha means the middle type of people, they stop doing their work when any obstacle comes in their way. But those who are uttamajana, the best people, though attacked by many times by the obstacles, they do not leave their path, which they have already started. This is the meaning of the
Achyuttamam.
Yes, correct. So, prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichaihi. So, nichaihi means the low people. And a bhayena, the low people, they fear the new obstacles that come in their way when learning something new. And prarabhya vigna vishitaha viramanti madhyaha. When in the middle, some people just drop it or leave it. Viramanti, they just just stop coming. And then vignaihi punaha punarapi pratihanyamanaah, which means punaha punaha means again and again, the people who are smart or
obstacles
or wise, they try to get over the obstacles again and again. They don't let that come in their way. So prarabdham uttama janaha na parityajanti. Astu va?
Astu.
Good people do not give up with their
dream.
So we also begin with the Gitam. Usually I don't sing Gitam, but today we'll sing this Gitam so it can give a good introduction to what Sanskritam is. So if you know this Gitam, you can sing with me.
Yeah, I know this Gitam.
Astu, Bhagini, let's sing. Surasa Subodha Vishwamanogya Lalita Hudahrujya Ramaniya Amruta Vani Samskruta Bhasha Naiva Klishta Nacha Katina Naiva Klishta Nacha Katina Kaviko Kila Valmiki Virachita Ramayana Ramaniya Katha Ativa Sarala Madhura Mandha Naiva Krishna Nacha Katina Naiva Krishna Nacha Katina Vyasavirachita Ganesha Likhita Mahabharate Punyakatha Kaurava Pandava Sankara Mathita Naiva Krishna Nata Katina Naiva Krishna Nata Katina Guru Kshetra Tamaram Ganagita Vishwa Jiva Vidya Bhagavata Amruta Dhala Karuna Divina Naiva Krishna Nacha Katina Naiva Krishna Nacha Katina Kavi Gula Guru Navara Saum Prahishaja Vituradu Kumara Kavita Vikrama Shakuntala Malavika Naiva Vakishya Nata Katina Vakishya Nata Katina. Very good. So basically, it's saying that Sanskritam is an easy, beautiful language. Na eva klishta, na cha katina. It's not hard, nor is it difficult. It's lalita, ramaniya. It's simple and it's beautiful to hear. Amrutavani, like honey.
Then leave it kota, na?
So the first stanza talks about how Valmiki wrote Ramayanam. And once you know Sanskritam, that it will be easy to read and it won't be hard. And then the third stanza talks about Vyasa wrote the Vyasa and Ganesha wrote the Mahabharatan with the, it talks about the fight between Kauravas and the Pandavas. And if you know Sanskritam, then when you read it, it won't be hard or difficult to understand. And then the fourth stanza talks about how the Bhagavad Gita was in the Kurukshetra war, and the Bhagavad Gita is read everywhere in the world, and it's a light for our life. And again, it's not hard, nor is it difficult to learn. And then the last stanza talks about how there are poetry. Like the Raghukumara, and then and stories and epics like the Shakuntala and the Malavika, and it has the nine 9 expressions. And again, if you know Sanskritam, then it won't be hard, nor difficult to read. Na eva klishta, na cha katina. Klishta and katina means hard and difficult. Astu? Does everyone understand? Any questions?
Astu.
Mm-hmm. So today's Patyakramaha, which means agenda, will be... Actually, we're going to skip the Punasmaranam. We're just going to go straight to the review. So, and then, so Punasmaranam means review, and then the Grihapatam is the homework, and then again Punasmaranam for a Punasmaranam, which means a review from day 1 to day 3, and then we'll if we have time, we'll learn the Kriyapadani, which means verbs. So, for the Grihapatam, for group 4, last week I actually gave you guys the wrong worksheet. I gave you like Atra Tatra or something like that. And then Chitra Bhagini pointed it out, and then now I changed it to the Shastri Bhakti. So it will. I updated the link, and then it will be due next week. So make sure you do that worksheet. You can print it out or you can write it by hand and send me a picture. So that's for group 4. For group 4, I gave you a worksheet, and that will be due next week. Astu. Okay. So first, we're going to learn Parichayaha, which means introduction. So this is a very basic introduction that you learn for when you're doing Sanskrita Sambhashanam, we're doing Sanskrit conversations. So to introduce yourself to say, my name is Kavya, you would say, Mama Nama Kavya. Mama Nama Kavya. To say, my name is Kavya. To say, if my name is Lata, then I would say, Mama Nama Lata. Mama Nama Lata. And then to say where I live, I say Aham, which means I. Aham, Washington, D.C., Nagare Vasami. Nagare means city, and Vasami means to live. So, Mama Nama Kavya, Aham, Washington, D.C., Nagare Vasami. Okay, so so in group 4, we have Himanshu Maudia. Can you introduce yourself to the group?
Yes. Mama naam Himanshu. Aham Nai Delhi Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Katayani Bhagini, can you introduce yourself? Katayani Bhagini. Astu. Okay, does anyone from group 6 want to try introducing themselves?
Mama Nama Jayanti. Aham Priyaki.
Mama Nama Sridhar.
Very good.
Aham Bengaluru Nagare Vasami.
Very good, Sridhar Mahoday.
Hi. Mama Nama Veena Srividya.
Srividya Bhagini, you want to try?
Yes, yes. Mama Nama Srividya. Aham Chennai Nagare Vasami.
Very good, very good. Samyak.
Mama Nama Veena. Mama Nama Veena. Aham New Jersey Nagare Vasami.
Very good. Very good.
Mansi here.
Mansi Bhagini.
Yeah. Mama Nama Mansi. Aham Toronto Nagare Vasami.
Good. Good job.
Mama Nama Pavan. Aham Austin.
Mama Nama Ria. Aham Bengaluru Nagare Vasami.
Samyak Riya, Pavan Mahodaya was trying. So Pavan Maurya, if you are a male and you're introducing yourself for any male name, you would add the aha at the end. So Himanshu Maurya, when he said Himanshuhu, so they would say Mama Nama Pavanaha. If your name is Venkat, it would be Venkataha. Mm-hmm. If your name is Kalyan, your name would be Kalyanaha. If your name is Ganesh, you would be Ganeshaha. Or if your name is Shiva, you would be Shivaha. So if you're a male, you have to add the aha at the end.
Mama Nama Pavanaha. Mm-hmm. Aham Austin Nagare Vasam.
Mama Nama Narasimha Murthy. Aham Jackson Nagare Vasami.
Samyak, Samyak Mahalaya.
Mama Nama Guruprakashaha. Aham Chennai Nagare Vasami.
Who is this?
Mama Nama Guruprakashaha.
Astu. Good, very good job. Anyone else?
Mama Nama Milindaha. Aham New Jersey Nagare Vasami.
Very good.
Mama Nama Bhaskaraha. Aham Maryland Nagare Vasami.
Very good. Very good, Mahadeya. Anyone else?
Mama Nama Shanti. Mama Nama Shanti. Mama Nama Shanti. Aham Bangalore Nagare. Bangalore Nagare.
Very good.
Mama Nama Venkataha. Aham Visakhapatnam Nagare Vasami.
Samyak, Samyak Mahadeya. Anyone else?
Mamam Nama Jayashree. Canada's Mahare Vasami.
Mama Nama Riya. Aham Bengaluru Nagare Vasami.
Samyak. Good job, Riya. Oh, do you have two Riyas in this group?
Excuse me, madam.
Yes.
Is it Vasami or Vasami?
Vasami. Yes, V. Vasami. Vasami.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, so Sushila Bhagini and Riya Bhagini, you guys are in one call, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, does anyone else want to try?
Yeah. Mama Nama Amisha. Aham Shrana Georgia Nagare Vasami.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Amisha.
Okay, Amisha.
Amisha.
Amisha, okay, good. If remember, if you're a girl, you would say Amisha. And then if you're a male, you would add the aha at the end.
Okay.
And also, usually I can identify if you're a Bhagini or if you're a Mahodaya, if you're a sister or brother through the phone. But sometimes I can't identify the voice sometimes. So please add the aha or the a or the e at the end. Any questions on this?
Okay. Madam. Yes. Can you please again differentiate
with Bhagini and Mahodaya, the meaning of them?
The introduction.
So the introduction to say my name is, you would say Mama Nama. This is for male and female. So you would say Mama Nama, but your name. So since I'm a female, I would say Kavya. I would end with Kavya. Say for example, my name is Sridevi, I would say Sridevi. Mama Nama Sridevi. But if my name is, if I'm a boy and my name is Venkat, I would say Mama Nama Venkataha. I would add the aha at the end. Usually, in other language, we just say Venkat, but, in Sanskritam, we have to add the aha at the end. So if you are a male, you have to add the aha at the end.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Did that clear your doubt? Okay.
Yes, madam.
Okay. You can call me Bhagini. You don't have to call me madam. You can call me Bhagini. Bhagini means
Bhagini.
Yeah, Bhagini. Exactly.
Bhagini.
Okay. Let's move on. So in Sanskritam, there are nama padam, which means nouns. So it's the names and then the place and things, the nouns, they're called nama padam. And then the nama padam, they have three genders. So all the nouns have three genders. The first gender is pullingam, which is masculine, and then strilingam, which is feminine, and a pumsakalingam, which is neutral. So the lingam, it means gender, and then there's pullingam, masculine, strilingam, feminine, and a pumsakalingam, which is neutral. So for people, it's very easy, because people, you automatically know if they're female or male. You automatically know if they're pullingam or strilingam, because girl or male, female, you easily know if it's pullingam or strilingam. But for objects, they're already predetermined. So our ancestors or whoever that comes up with all these nouns that for objects, they're already determined. So,
yeah.
Like for
for
example, if we have table, right? Can you all stay on mute, please? So, for example, you have table. We don't just assume it's neutral. For table, it would be utpitika, which would be actually strilingam. So it's already written in the book if it's strilingam or pullingam. We just have to memorize it and look at the word as well. But as you go on, you'll get more practice with it. Okay? So
So,
Kavya Bhagini,
this is Pavan.
Yes, Mahoday.
You said astu va. So, what does va mean?
Oh, va means. I used it so many times that I don't even know how to explain. Like, it's just saying astu. Can group 4 help me out here? Like, astu. And then va.
Astuva means question mark.
Yeah, what does va mean?
Is it okay?
Yeah, is it okay?
Is it okay?
So you're saying question, it indicates a question.
If it's a question, you just add va at the end. Like, is it okay? Astu means okay, and then astuva means is it okay?
Is it okay? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So Bhagini, does it mean that I can say astu or I can say astuva, either of the two?
Astu means okay, but if you say astuva means is it okay? So astuva means that you're asking a question. So if you say astuva to me, then I would say I have to answer that question. I would have to say yes, Bhagini, that's good, or no, Bhagini, that's not good. Okay.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Can everyone stay on mute? Okay. So I just put everyone on mute. Okay. So we did the parichayaha for saying mama nama, to say my name, and then we did to say where we live. But to ask someone a question, you would have to use bhavataha and bhavatyaha. So here he says mama nama ramaha. My name is Rama. So he's saying mama nama ramaha. His name is Rama, so he's saying mama nama ramaha. To ask a female a question, to ask a female what their name is, you would say, Bhavatyaha Namakim. To ask a female what her name is, you would say, Bhavatyaha Namakim. And then she would answer, Mama Nama, and then her name. Or for in this example, her name is Sarala. So she would say, Mama Nama Sarala. So, Mama Nama Ramaha. Bhavatyaha Namakim. Mama Nama Sarala. So, to ask a female, you would use Bhavatyaha. Bhavatyaha Namakim. So, for, and then the, if you're asking a male, you would say Bhavataha Namakim. So, she says, Mama Nama Pavitra. To say, to ask what is your name to a male, you would say Bhavataha Namakim. And he answers, Mama Nama Sridharaha. So, to ask a male their name, you would say Bhavataha Namakim. And then for female, it would be Bhavatyaha Namakim. Astuva. So, Narasim Mohdaya? Can you unmute yourself? Narasim Mohdaya? Or Venkat Mohdaya? Himanshu Mohdaya? Anyone? You can unmute yourself. I hope. Oh, it can't be unmuted.
Muted.
Oh, yes. Can everyone still unmute?
Narasimha.
Oh, okay.
Mama Nama.
Narasimha Mohdaya. Let's introduce ourselves. Astuva. So, Mama Nama Kavya, Bhavataha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Narasimha Murtihi.
Mm-hmm. Can you ask me?
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Kavya. So, in this example, he said, Mama Nama Venkataha Murti. And then he said, Bhavatyaha Namakim, to ask me. And I would say, Mama Nama Kavya. Katyayini Bhagini?
Krishna. Mama Nama Katyayini. Bhavatyaha Namakim.
Mama Nama Kavya. Bhavatyaha Namakim.
Mama Nama Katyayini. Bhavatyaha Namakim.
Okay, it will go on and again, on and again. On and on and on. So,
Mama Na.
Punha Punha.
Yeah.
Punha Punha.
Bhagini, you want to know my name over and over again?
It's very nice. It is Kavya. I love Kavya.
So, this is how you introduce yourself to someone if you're meeting a stranger or something. So, practice introducing yourself around your house. Ask your family members, just ask their name, and then tell them to ask for your name. So, and this is how you practice. So, does anyone have any question on Bhavatyaha and Bhavataha? Yes. Who is this?
This is Mansi. When Narasimha Mohdaya said his name, right, he gave his first name and the last name. So, in that case, where does the aha go when he said Mama Nama Narasimha surname?
Murti.
Does it go as Narasimha Murti or does it go as Narasimha Murtihi?
you would say, like, if it's okay, if the name is Narasimha Murthy, it would be like Narasimhaha and then Murthihi. But if he wants to, so that's how you write it down. But when you say it fast, it just comes out as Narasimha Murthihi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And will you be sharing these slides on a later date?
Yes. Yes. These slides, all of the information, I will send it to you. I have a Google Sites page. It has all of the recordings and then all of the homework stuff. And it will have all the slides too.
That's
so you can always have access to these slides. Any other questions?
Kavya Bhagini, this is Pawan.
So yes, Mother.
For the question, that's if there is like a name with two parts to it, so both will have the visarga at the end, right? Because Narasimha is a single word by itself and Murthy is a single word by itself, so both should ideally have the visarga to it, right?
Yes, exactly. But when you say it fast, it just says Narasimha Murthihi. Do you get what I mean?
But when you write it, when you
write it. But yes, when you write it, you have to add the visarga at the end.
Visarga at the end, or both should have the visarga?
Both should have visarga. Vink, like Narasimhaha and a Murthihi. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes.
But suppose if the name, the Murthy name, last name was for a female, but her name was like, say, Sarla Murthy, then how would you still say the Murthy? No, right? You would say Sarla Murthy.
It would still be Murthy. Because Murthy is Murthy? Just the last name. Murthy is masculine, right? It's a male name. So it would be Murthy. And a Sarala would be, it wouldn't have the aha at the end. It would just be Sarala. Because Sarala is their name, right? Sarala is the person's name. So the person is female, then it will be just Sarala. But Murthihi would usually be their father's name or their husband's name or whatever.
So it will go with the visarga sound?
Yeah, the Murthihi, only the Murthihi would have the visarga and the aha at the end.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on. So again, these are the three genders, Pullingam, Strilingam, and Napumsakalingam. So first we'll do introduction to the objects. This is where we actually see all three genders being used. So when we're saying objects, we'll use like simple sentences to say, can everyone say a new thing? So to say, first is masculine or pullingam, which means masculine. And if an object is male and if it's far away, you would say saha to say that. Or he. So, if I want to say that is Venkat Mahodaya, I would say Saha Venkataha. To say that is Venkat, I would say Saha Venkataha. And if the person is nearby, I would say Eshaha Venkataha. Eshaha Ganeshaha. He is Ganesh, and he, if the person is nearby. So, if to say that is, you would say saha, and to say nearby, you would say a saha. And then to say who is it, you would say kaha. Saha kaha, saha venkataha. Who is that? That is Venkat. A saha kaha, who is this? A saha ganeshaha. He is Ganesh, and you would be nearby. So, okay, when we do more practice, you'll understand how this actually works. So this blue long hand is for Saha, which is far away, and this this white hand is for Eshaha, which is nearby. So remember I said that each object has its gender is already predetermined. So So this is the sun. We would just think it would be neutral because it's an object, but it's actually pullingam. Usually pullingam has the aha at the end or the visargaha. So the sun is suryaha in Sanskritam. It's suryaha. And suryaha is pullingam, it's masculine. So the sun is actually masculine. To ask what it is, you would say eshaha kaha, because this white hand, you would say eshaha kaha, what is this? Or who is this? So eshaha is nearby. So let's pretend the sun is nearby, like 10 feet away from us. Then you just say eshaha kaha, eshaha suryaha. This is the sun. Okay? So next one, let's try. So next one would be Ramaha. So for Ramaha, we easily know that it's masculine. We easily know it's pullingam. So Ramaha, if Ramaha is like 2 feet away from me, we would just say, Eshaha kaha, Eshaha Ramaha. This is Rama. Eshaha Ramaha. That's what. So for this one, you would say, Eshaha kaha, what is this? Eshaha Deepaha. Eshaha Deepaha. So Deepaha, it's masculine because it has the aha at the end. It's already predetermined. So we cannot change it just for what we want it to be. It's already kept as masculine. So this one is far away. If the object is far away, say that, you say saha. Saha kaha, saha syutaha. Saha syutaha. Syutaha means bad. So what is that? Saha kaha, saha syutaha. Okay? Can everyone try this one with me? Saha kaha. Repeat after me. Saha kaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha kaha. Saha vidyudhitaha.
Saha vidyudhitaha.
Saha
vidyudhitaha.
So, vidyudhitaha means light bulb. So, saha means far away. Saha kaha, saha vidyudhitaha. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha. Eshaha because this white hand shows us nearby. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha
karadipaha.
Eshaha karadipaha.
Eshaha karadipaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha. That is a boy. Saha balakaha. Astava. Eshaha kaha.
Esha
vaidyaha. Vaidyaha means doctor. Saha kaha. Saha
shikshakaha.
Saha kaha kaha. Saha
shikshakaha.
Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha
arakshakaha. So notice that they all have the visarga or the dots at the end. Okay? Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha
sainikaha. Eshaha sainikaha. Soldier. Saha kaha. Saha marjarah, which means cat. Saha marjarah. The cat is far away. So we're saying that is cat. You say saha marjarah.
Saha marjarah.
Eshah kaha.
Eshah
vanarah. Which means this is monkey. The monkey is nearby. We just say eshah vanarah. Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha
gajaha. एषः कः
शुनकः
सो फर् डाग् दर्स् टु वर्ड्स् यु केन् से शुनकः और् कुक्कुरः एषः शुनकः और् एषः कुक्कुरः हौ डु यु से इफ् इट्स् फार् अवे इफ् द डाग् इस् फार् अवे वट् डु यु से
सः कुक्कुरः
सः कुक्कुरः सः शुनकः एषः कः एषः मकरः एषः मकरः क्रोकोडैल्
एषः मकरः
सः कः सः कः
सः कूर्मः
कूर्मः
सः
कूर्मः
सः कूर्मः
कूर्मः
Does anyone have any questions about how सः or एषः or कः works?
I have a question, Kavil.
This is Pawan.
Yes, Mahodaya.
So, we say एषः, though, I think they are singular usage, so if you want to like say plural in, you know, while giving respect for elders, for example, who are they, or something like that, so what do you say in that case?
For plural?
Yeah, for example, instead of asking who is he, I mean, if they are elder to us, we have to say who are they instead, right? I mean, that is how we use it.
For example,
Kannada, we say yaru, avanu versus avaru, for example. So how do you say avaru or I mean
it would be the same
instead of eshah do you say something that indicates respect or
eshah like, no there's no no there wouldn't be anything if it's in third person then it's just eshah for everyone and saha for everyone
yeah but I think for respect
only, yeah
I think in the case where he mentioned, you can use Bhavan or
etc. Bhavan, Bhavata.
Bhavan, those are...
yes, it's a different... it's Prathma, but...
For example, I vaguely remember, I mean, I had taken this in school, so there was something like Sahatau Te, that's the words I remember, like Te, for example. So do you say something like that, or...?
Yeah, Sahatau Te, that's for... ekavachan
bahuvachana yeah I mean if you want to say bahuvachana I mean bahuvachana is where you show respect right
no
plural
no that's just plural
that's just plural okay multiple people okay
yep
but you just say the same word there is no word indicating respect in that right
no it's the same okay so eshah kah एषः व्याघ्रः एषः कः
कः
एषः
सिंहः
सिंहः
सिंहः सो दिस् इस् फ्रोम् द अभ्यासपुस्तकं विच् यु शुड् आल् हेव् a copy of from your email so this is one of the exercise so this one this person let's pretend he's in the middle and this person is closer to this person than this person so if this guy is pointing is over here he would say eshah palakah but if the person is far away since you can see that the distance is far away he would say sah vriddah Vriddha means older person, and then Balakaha means younger person. So for this one, what would he say? The person standing right here, if it's nearby, what would he say?
Eshaha
Ganeshaha.
Eshaha Ganeshaha. Good. If it's far away?
Saha
Govindaha.
Saha Govindaha. Saha Govindaha. Because Govindaha is far away from this guy. So that's why it would be Saha Govindaha. How about this one?
Eshaha
Arakshakaha.
Eshaha Arakshakaha. Eshaha Arakshakaha. What does Arakshakaha mean?
Police.
Policeman.
Police. what do you think? So Eshah, because this person is nearby. How about this one?
Saha Sainikaha.
So if it's far away, you say Saha Sainikaha. Okay, so next one is neutral. Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam means neutral. Neutral gender. So just like Saha, for neutral, it would be Tat. Saha would be Tat for neutral. And then Eshaha would be Etat for neutral. And then Kaha would be Kim for neutral. Astuva. So Tat, Etat, and Kim, if it's a neutral word. So the neutral word, they usually end with M at the end, this M sound. So Pustakam. A book means Pustakam. Pustakam means book. So the Sanskrit word for book is Pustakam. So since it ends with M, we mostly it's Napumsakalingam or neutral gender. So to ask the question, since it's a blue hand, which means far away, you would say Tat Kim, and the answer would be Tat Pustakam. What is that? That is a book. Tat Kim, Tat Pustakam. Okay.
Bhagini, can you go to the previous screen once again, please?
Sure. No
problem. This one.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Just a minute.
Oh, this is supposed to be that. This is a typo.
Okay, I'm done, Bhagini. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Tat Kim.
Tat Jalam.
Etat Kim.
Etat Vanam.
Etat Vanam. Make sure you end with the M at the end, not Ma. Etat Vanam. Tat Kim.
Tat Pushpam.
Since it ends with the M, you know that it's Napumsakalingam. Etat Patram. Or you can say Etat Parnam.
Parnam.
Tat Seva Phalam. This, I know it's a common thing that in Hindi you would say pha, but in Sanskrit it's pha. It would be pha. Pha, seva phalam. Tat seva phalam. Tat kim?
Tat naranga phalam.
Which means orange. How would you ask the question?
Tat kim?
Tat naranga phalam. Etat kim?
Etat draksha phalam.
So it will be etat because the shorthand. Etat amra phalam. Mango.
Phalam.
Tat kadali phalam. It means banana.
Tat bhojanam.
Does anyone have any questions on tat taneta?
Yeah. More than that, I have a question on the m in the end. So the m sound, right? Mm-hmm. How is this different from a regular m? Like if I'm saying bhojanam without the whatever matra you call down below, how is that different from regular? Yeah.
It would be bhojana ma, which would be wrong.
Ma, okay.
Bhojana. Yeah, if you add this small line, it's a half. It's a half aksharam. It splits the letter into half. So it would be bhojanam, im, instead of ma.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Who is this?
Himanshu.
Oh, oh, Himanshu Mohde. Come on, Mohde, you should be expert at this.
Questioning. Yeah. I'm expert questioning, in fact. My question is, like in English, we have this and he. So there's a difference between living and non-living in addressing a living and a non-living object.
Mm-hmm.
Such distinction doesn't exist for Sanskrit. Is that correct? Both are saha. Okay. Astu.
Yep. Yep, that's what I was explaining. That all these, if it's masculine or feminine or neutral, it's already determined. Astu va.
No, the living and non-living is, that distinction is also not there. Like this and he in Sanskrit, in English.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Kavya Bhagini, this is Pavan.
Yes.
Quick question. So, basically, well, you're asking either etat, eshaha, or something like that. So, you should be having knowledge of the knowledge of what the masculine or feminine, the gender of that particular subject, right? Otherwise, you won't be able to ask the right question, I suppose.
You should... It depends on the situation, but in general, everything, if you want to ask a question, it's usually eshaha kaha or saha kaha. Usually everything is pullingam. Just in general, it would be pullingam, because that's just how it is. But
so if you don't know the gender,
just say pullingam. You would just say eshaha kaha or saha kaha. If you don't know the gender, then you would just ask eshaha kaha or saha kaha.
Okay, got it. Okay,
and also, if you're in a room and it's full of male and there's one female, you would use saha or eshaha. No, wait. That's irrelevant. That's for Bahuvachana. Never mind. That's for Bahuvachana. But in general, everything is usually, if you don't know the gender, you just stick with, if you don't know the gender, for asking question, you just stick with pullingam. You just go with eshaha kaha or saha kaha, if you don't know the gender.
Sure, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Awesome. Etat kim?
Etat payohimam.
Etat payohimam.
Payohimam.
So payohimam is
ice cream.
So these words are new, and I know a common question is how do they come up with all these new words? Well, there's a group of people for that, and there's also a Sanskrit chair in Harvard University, where they come up with all these new words. So this is how these words come, and they just update it into the Sanskrit dictionary.
Payohimam
means ice cream. Etat kim?
Etat vatayanam.
Etat vatayanam. How is the question?
Etat vatayanam.
How would you ask the question?
Etat
kim? You would say etat kim, because since it's nearby, you would say etat kim. Etat kim. Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Etat
dwaram. Etat dwaram. Dwaram, which means door. And vatayanam means window. So, and then the last one would be strilingam, feminine. Strilingam. So, saha and tat would become sa for feminine. And then, eshaha and etat would become esha. Kaha, it would be actually ka. It's not here, but you'll see. It would be ka. So, sa, esha, and ka. So, if it's far away, you would say sa ka, sa ka, sa
shayya.
Shayya, which means bed. Sa ka, sa shayya. You would say sa because it's the hand is long. Saka.
Sa petika.
Box or suitcase. Saka.
How that the bag becomes a feminine, I didn't understand this. And how to
differentiate? What I'm talking about, it's already determined. You just have to memorize it, or you just have to study the word.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like you would. It looks like an object, or it looks like pullingam, but it's already determined. It's already, they just said it has to be pullingam. So petika.
The word is ending in akara, no? Petika. That is why it's the feminine.
Oh, yeah, well, that also. If it ends in A, it would be Strilingam.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. So, Panchalika, since it ends in A, it would be Strilingam. If it had the dots at the end, the Aha or the Visargaha, it means, then it would be Pullingam. But since it ends in A, or if it ends in E, like Nadi, then it would be Strilingam. So, Saka. Sa panchalika.
So sorry, about the panchalika. This is Mansi here. So after pa, we have alphabet, which is N. Yeah, is that na?
Nyancha.
This is nya, but it's cut in half. Since it's at the top, it's
yeah,
at the cutting.
Yeah, it's near and sure.
Yes. Pa inch panchalika.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Saka.
Sa balika.
Saka, sa balika. How would you ask the question with nearby?
Yesha.
Esha ka, Esha balika. Esha yuvatihi. So this one is an exception. It has the visarga at the end, but it's not pullingam. Even though it has a dot at the end, it's not pullingam. It's not masculine. Like another example would be Lakshmihi. It has the visarga at the end, at the ihi at the end, Lakshmihi, but it's actually Strilingam. Yuvatihi is actually Strilingam. You just have to know and have to study or look up in the dictionary or something like that. So, Esha Yuvatihi. Esha ka.
Esha Yuvatihi
would not be right. It would be Esha Yuvatihi.
Sa Mahila.
Mahila means lady. Sa Mahila. Sa Vriddha. Vriddha means old lady. So we saw in the other example, we say Saha Kaha and we say Saha Vriddha. Vriddha is an old man. Vriddha is old lady. Then be Esha. Esha Shila. Which means walk. So don't worry, you're learning so many new words. Don't worry about memorizing or anything. I will send you all these slides and you will have access to them. So you can go over them at your own time and then write it down.
So
Esha
Shila Shatika.
yes, Mahoday?
Yes, Mahoday?
So,
Your voice
is echoing.
Oh, my voice is echoing. Can you all stay on mute?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the question?
So, the question is, there can be multiple for this particular object. So, can
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
So, the question is, there can be multiple synonyms. For example, Shila, you can have another word in Sanskrit that indicates Shila. Can a particular object can have like a combination of masculine, feminine, synonyms, words to that? Or if a particular object is considered masculine, all of its synonyms have to be masculine?
Yes, it can have...
Can it have a combination, for example, Shila, we say Esha Shila. Assuming there is another masculine word for Shila, do we have to say Eshaha, that particular masculine word for it?
If there's another word for rock and it's in, if it's in Pullingam, if it's in masculine, you would have to say Eshaha.
Okay.
Yes, you have to say Eshaha.
Okay.
But on top of my head, I can't think of a word like... I know there's a...
I'm just asking as a hypothetical scenario where a particular... we can have a combination of
words. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So if it's in Pullingam, if it's in masculine, then that's when you say A Shaha or Saha or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. A Shaka.
Isha Shankara.
Isha Shankara. Shankara.
Saka.
Sanadi.
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 So this one, notice that ends in E. Sanadi. So some objects, if it ends in E, Deerga E, then it would be Strilinga. And this is the exception I'm talking about. Saka.
Sa Lakshmi.
Esha ka.
Esha Saraswati.
Esha Saraswati. Sa ka.
Sa Lata.
Sa Lata. So far this is a summary. So for masculine it would be Saha, Eshaha and Kaha. For Strilingam, it would be Sa, Esha, and Ka. And Napumsakalingam or neutral would be Tat, Etat, and Kim.
Something for...
So this is from the Abhyasa Pustakam. We kind of went over this, so I'll skip it. So these are also some vocabulary. So... let's just go over Aam, Na, Asti, and Nasi. So, we were talking about, one person asked me, what does it mean when you say Astu Va? So, Va is just for question. The more you use it, it gets harder to define it. But Va is just for asking a question, like, is it? And then Aam means yes, and Na means no. So Aam means yes and Na means no. So here the question is Saha Cholaha Va. Cholaha means blouse. So see that Cholaha is Pullingam because it has the Aha at the end. That's why they said Saha. Saha Cholaha Va. Aam. Saha Cholaha. Can everyone stay on mute please? Astu. Saha Makaraha Va. Aam. Saha Makaraha. Makaraha means crocodile or alligator. So notice it has the Aha at the end. So pulling of Saha Makaraha Va. Aam. Saha Makaraha. Saha Makaraha Va. Na. Saha Makaraha Na. saha vidyut deepaha saha vidyut deepaha tat patram va patram is paper na tat patram na tat laddukam etat patram va आम् एतत् पात्रम् एषः दण्डदीपः वा न एषः दण्डदीपः न एषः करदीपः वाट् इस् दण्डदीपः मीन्
स्ट्रीट् लैट्
एषः करदीपः
ट्यूब् लैट् करदीपः Yes, Dandadeepah is tube light. Esha lekhani va?
Na.
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 Esha vidyarthini.
Esha balika. What does lekhani mean?
Pen.
Writer.
Pen.
Can everyone stay on mute, please? Okay, Ashti. Can everyone stay on mute, please?
I think...
Okay. अस्तु न एषा लेखनी न वाट् इस् लेखनी मीन्
पेन्
पेन् लेखनी मीन्स् पेन्
पेन्
एन् बालिका मीन्स् गर्ल् सो एषा बालिका शी इस् अ गर्ल् एण्ड् शी इस् नियर् बै तत् फेनकं वा
आम्
आम्
फेनकं
मीन्स् सोप् तत् फेनकं वा
न
तत् फेनकं न
तत् फेनकं
तत् पुस्तकं
तत् पुस्तकम् एषा बालिका वा
न एषा बालिका न
एषा शर्करा स्त्रीलिङ्गम् एषा शर्करा एषः कृष्णः वा
न कृष्णः नहि
एषः कृष्णः न
एषः कृष्णः न एषः रामः
रामः
सः वैद्यः वा
आम् सः वैद्यः
आम् सः वैद्यः एतत् व्यञ्जनं वा
न एतत् व्यञ्जनं न एतत् व्यजनं
व्यञ्जनं न तत् व्यजनं वाट् इस् व्यञ्जनं मीन्
व्यञ्जनं मीन्स् इट्स्
कुक्कुड् फुड्
इट्स् नो इट्स् करी
बाइल्ड् वेजिटेबल्स्
ओर् वेजिटेबल्स् यस् सो लुक् एट् द डिफरेन्स् इन् व्यञ्जनम् एण्ड् व्यजनं सो दिस् व्यञ्जनं हेस् अ ञ् एट् द एण्ड् हेस् अ ञ् बट् दिस् वन् डस् नाट् अस्तु वा So, Vyanjana means curry or boiled vegetables. Etat Urukam va?
Aam. Etat Urukam.
Urukam means pant. Esha Katari va?
No.
Na.
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 Esha Katari na.
Na.
Esha Lepana Pattika.
Lepana Pattika.
Lepana Pattika.
अस्तु So, and then the next is asti and nasti. So, asti means that it's there, and then nasti means it's not there. Asti means it's there, and nasti means it's not there. So, phalam asti, fruit is present. The fruit is right here. Phalam asti. Phalam nasti. There is no fruit. So, phalam nasti. Phalam asti. Phalam nasti. Shulika, shulika asti. Chamasah asti. Churika asti.
Asti.
Stalika asti. Chashakah nasti. Chashakah means?
Glass.
Glass or cup. Chashakah nasti. Since it's not there, you would just say nasti. Chashakah nasti. Na plus asti is nasti. Chashakah nasti. Mayuraha nasti. Mayuraha is peacock. Mayuraha nasti. So asti, nasti, you can use for all genders. Na, va, you can all use that for all genders. Mayuraha, I mean, asti, nasti is for all genders. Does anyone not understand na, va, asti, nasti?
So about this, Manti, and if you want to ask if something is there, so we say, let's say, Mayuraha asti va. Okay.
Yeah, if you're asking, like, Mayuraha asti va, and if the peacock is there, you would say, Mayuraha asti. If it's not there, you say, Mayuraha nasti.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. Any other questions?
No.
So, we'll do atra tatra anyatra next time since we're running out of time. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I made this Quizlet that I'm very proud of. It has 108 words, the Shabdakoshaha. So everything, so this Google slide that I showed you is actually day 7, but all these verbs are from day 1. So some of the day 1 words, I put it into day 7 slides. So the day 1 Google slides, I took some of the words, some of the nama padam, some of the vocabulary, and I put it into day 7. That's what we just reviewed. So all the words are in the day 1 slides, and you can find them on the Google Sites page. So let me show. So I'll also, the Google Sites page will have this Quizlet, and it has all the vocabulary words we learned so far. Everything is on this Quizlet that you can go through and study on your free time. It will be on Google Sites page that I will add. And I'm proud of my 4.7 stars, 3 reviews. So I'll show you my Google Sites page. It is looks like this. I will attach this to the email that I will be sending out in a few days, usually by tomorrow or something. But so on the left side, you can see it has all my previous recordings. And then on the right side, it has all the homework and all the slides and everything. Everyone can see this page, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, for example, this day 1 slide. If I click on it, it shows this. So it has all the, this is from the very first day. It has all the letters and all the introductions, a little bit more detailed. and then C has all the vocabulary, has the even newer ones. So we didn't learn these, but that's all the vocabulary. You can go through this. And then it has, right here is the Sanskritam vocab one, that the Quizlet that I just showed, it's right here. So you can practice those Quizlets. And then I will add today's day 7 slide here. I know today has been a little bit fast-paced, but some of you that are already know Sanskritam or have learned Sanskritam past, this will be good for you. So for the Namapadam,
so you will email us, madam.
What was that?
So you will email us these things.
Yes, I will email.
Will you?
Yes, I will email this. I will attach this page to the email. And also for the Quizlet, I also made a quiz one class. And then we had like a small quiz, and I think group 4 enjoyed that. Yes. Can everyone stay on mute, please? Okay, thank you. So group 4 really had fun with the quiz on vocabulary. So I will give you guys the vocabulary quiz soon, but not now. That's not now, but we'll have... sometimes class will be like that. Usually it's these slides, and then sometimes we'll go over the Abhyasa Pustakam and stuff like that. Group 4, do you have anything to add about how class goes here?
No, but I do have a question. This is Mandy. Yeah. So in the start when we had the song, and apparently a lot of people knew the song, how exactly did everybody know it?
Many people, well, I can't speak on everyone, but some people already participated in like some Sanskrit Bharati camp, or they might have learned it in their school, or like for me personally, I learned it at my local Sanskrit Bharati class, the level 1 Varga, and I learned it at, I also took SAFL, the Sanskrit as a foreign language for teenagers. So I took that and I learned it there too.
Okay. So it's not exactly known, right? We can learn it later.
It's not, what is that?
Like we are not expected to know it.
Oh, no. You're not expected to know the song. That's just for fun. Sanskritam is not all about reading and writing. It's about having fun.
Okay, thank you.
Anything? Anyone else have any questions? Oh, someone asked, where do you buy the Abhyasa book? I'm actually not sure, actually. But I know the PDF, it's in the email that I sent. Does anyone know where to buy the
Abhyasa book? Actually, I downloaded the PDF.
Do you know where to buy the Abhyasa Pustakam, Bhagini?
No.
It is available in the bookstore.
Yeah, I know it's available in India somewhere, but...
Actually, I downloaded the PDF and I made it as a book. Xerox copies.
Actually, I went through one of the presentations, Group 5, I believe. They have given the address there for India. I went online and I have ordered the book.
Okay. That's also... good. So you can
I'll just tell you where it is.
It is on Amazon.
Bhagini, you're going to have the PDF for us, the PDF link for us in the email, right?
Yeah, I'll also send the email. In the email, I'll also send the Abhyasa Pustakam PDF.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'll get the address too. Was it Sushila Bhagini?
Yes.
Can you send me email with the address?
I will.
Or the link.
Kavya Bhagini, you can buy it on Amazon.in and Amazon.com. It is available.
It's on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there we go. I'll get the Amazon link too, and then you can buy the Abhyasa Pustakam.
I have sent the link I sent the link. Please see.
Okay. Oh, I see in the chat. So,
yeah.
You can...
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Oh, I'll attach to the email too. Does anyone have any other questions? I know today's class went a little bit fast. I'm sorry about that.
Actually, Meena Sundaresan Bhagini has sent this.
Has sent what?
The where it has to be bought in India, the address.
Oh, Astu. She sent in another email.
Right, correct.
Okay. So yeah, if you're in group 6, you'll get emails from all the other teachers.
Not only we are getting.
So you can join any class.
No, actually, when we have enrolled, there was a mistake, I believe, that happened, the timing mistake. We happened to enroll in getting. I don't know. Also told you can go through all these.
Bhagini, your voice broke off.
I was thinking maybe we get from all the groups. So that's how I happened to hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I happened to enroll in a group which was meant to be Sunday morning, but there was a mistake done, I believe, and we were resent. Okay. The timing, because of way.
Okay. So yeah, if you're in group 6, you would get all the emails from all the classes. So you can join any class you would want, but it's recommended that you stick to one class. So if you're with me, then you stick with me, but you can also go to the other classes. If you're not asking a question, please stay on mute. If you're not asking questions, please stay on mute. That's two. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yeah, but
okay. If you have anything that you want to tell me, then you can always email me. Yes, this is group 6, session number 6. Okay, we'll do the Shanti Mantram and then we'll end today's class. Everyone see my screen? Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, maakashyantu, maakashchit dukkha bhag bhavet, om shanti 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 hi,
maakashchit dukkha bhag bhavet.
Dhanyavadaha.